Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Spangler. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Qualls. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Feel. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spangler who is chasing the ball. Agee reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Feel reaches second base with a double. Agee scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Qualls settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Qualls settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Grote moves to second. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grote scores. Weiss moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Mets. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Agee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spangler. Agee reaches second base with a double. Weiss scores. Seaver moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Mets. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Feel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones is walked intentionally. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaver takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Feel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Seaver moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field. Qualls settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls is 0 for 1 in the game. Qualls hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Qualls for the out. Two outs. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy is 0 for 1 in the game. Abernathy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaver strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Feel hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Mets. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 3 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Qualls. Charles reaches second base with a double. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Garrett now playing second base. Bobby Feel now playing third base. Rod Gasper now playing right field. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. Spangler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seaver bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls is 0 for 2 in the game. Qualls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Smith pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.